Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
The radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
He's in uniform.
Yes, I am in uniform.
Rocking the Paisley. Hey, you guys, just wanted to tell everybody that if you're going to travel on an airplane, a commercial airplane I'm talking about, starting today, you're going to need something called Real ID.
Did you ever check yours to see?
I did, and I didn't have the star.
Oh, you didn't, so you had to go.
I go get it, but I do have a passport.
Yeah. Okay.
So your passport overrides all.
Yeah.
I mean, but a lot of people don't take their passport when they're only going to travel domestically on a commercial airplane. But I'm just saying, today is the day that the federal government institutes the Real ID. Steve, do you know enough to describe that?
Yeah, it's when you apply for identification for certain things, like for boarding an airplane is what most people are talking about, you have to have presented some evidence that you are a citizen or that you are who you say you are when you get a driver's license. They've just upped the stakes. It used to be you could bring a power bill in, and this is where I live, and they could do that. But now they're requiring a little more, and it's a little marker on the top right-hand corner of your...
Do you have yours?
I do. My driver's license.
Well, now, I got to renew mine.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's why.
It automatically happened when I renew. Now, I was talking with JJ, who said, yeah, I've got a real idea. It's got that heart at the bottom of the...
That's
an organ donor.
So you're an organ donor?
I'm an organ donor, and I have the real ID.
What organs are you donating?
Whatever they need after I'm gone.
Oh, they can take whatever they want?
As long as I'm gone.
We want to make sure of that.
Yes. So.
I don't think I'm an organ donor. I'm changing the subject because I think, who wants my organs? I'm almost 67 years old. I mean,
they might take that into consideration. I've had this kind of heart on my.
Have you ever been an organ donor though? Even when you were 27?
I don't know.
You haven't ever donated organs.
They'll take 27-year-old.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just curious. It just came into my head. I wonder if there are like age limits. Yeah, where you go, I'm sorry, Mr. Vitagliano, but your organs are practically expired anyway.
Right.
Why are we going to put them in a young person?
The problem is that there are so few organs around. If someone needs a heart,
hey, it's a good thing to be. It's a good thing to be an organ donor.
All right.
You know, I used to be. I'm not sure if I am now, but
now that you're getting your new driver's license, maybe
you can sign up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, but
I'm sorry.
Steve's right though. You want to make sure you're gone.
Yeah, and that's not always the case. I mean, there.
No,
some
they,
countries.
We probably need to stop this conversation right here. I think everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, real
you just don't want to be pronounced dead somewhere in the middle of Africa. Yeah, what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think the problem is just Africa. I think here they'll keep your brain, like your body, alive even if you have no brain waves.
Yeah,
so they can preserve your organs.
Yeah,
and listen.
Hey, this is a topic for another.
Yeah,
another in 10 more
I say
years.
Have at it.
Yeah, we'll revisit it.
You want
all right.
67.
Hey, by the way,
pancreas, go for it.
So,
I'm sorry.
That was commentary by Ed Vitagliano. People, don't email me.
Well, my pancreas, go for it.
So, let me ask you this, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Right now in Rome,
yes,
the Catholic Church, the representatives of the Catholic Church being the cardinals.
Cardinals,
right?
133 of them.
133 cardinals. Are about to elect I don't know what the exact procedure is, but they are going into a meeting. Is it going to be a closed meeting to elect a pope?
It is. It's called a conclave, and they proceeded in pairs. As if you're watching CNN right now, you can see this was recorded earlier, but they proceeded in pairs into the Sistine Chapel. Now, that's the one with the Michelangelo ceiling.
Oh, right? Yeah. I've been twice. That's the most awesome man-made architectural place I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
Now, when I say man-made, what I'm talking about is the art, the painting that done by Michelangelo inside the Sistine Chapel. When did he live? Like 800 years ago? So, Michelangelo, when did he, maybe I've got him.
You always ask these questions.
I know, and but I'm trying, I want to make sure.
He was, in the 1500s.
Yeah, it was the Sistine Chapel was built between 1473 and 1481. So that must be when Michelangelo, and you talk about
he died in 1564.
A talented guy. Good grief.
If you ever travel over there, you've got to go to the Sistine Chapel. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Rome, obviously, it's just, it's indescribable. It'll blow you away when you think one person did all this.
Wow.
And they did it 600 years ago, whenever you said it was.
The ceiling. There's other artists who contributed to the walls and such.
There was a movie with Charlton Heston, I think. Doesn't he play Michelangelo?
He did it on his back.
Yeah, he painted the whole thing on his back on the scaffolding. No, I'm gonna check on that because it was a very good movie, and it kind of highlighted a lot of the politics involved.
You see what Michelangelo did laying on his back painting the Sistine Chapel, and you just think to yourself, what have I done with my life?
There's 100, right.
My back hurts when I sit in this chair for 30 minutes.
But you know, the you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Because the fact of the matter is, people like Michelangelo, they're one in a thousand years kind of individuals.
That's true. Duly noted.
You know that,
and I'm not.
Most of us,
and we recognize.
Yeah, we recognize that.
We're not that one.
No,
are we?
No, absolutely not.
And it takes some humility to admit that, I think.
Yes.
You think, Steve?
It would take humility maybe until I start drawing something, and then there's nothing needed except just, there you go. You can see for yourself.
It comes to art and painting, I would just say that wasn't my calling. What are you looking up, Ed?
This movie, Michelangelo.
Oh, with Charlton Heston?
Charlton Heston.
You remember it, huh?
Agony and the Ecstasy. The Agony and the Ecstasy.
When was that released? 19?
It was 1965. Okay. It is a really good movie.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. And it kind of highlights the some of the politics involved in those kinds of things. And they didn't want him doing it on his back. And he had a certain idea about what he should paint. Anyway.
He was commissioned by the Pope at that time.
Yes.
To do the artwork.
Pope Julius II.
And what is that painting that he, where God is reaching down to man?
Well, that's the top of the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. But there's a name for that. There's a name for that particular painting. And you're right. It is in the Sistine Chapel.
It's the centerpiece of the Sistine
Chapel. It's not called the 16th Chapel. People. So don't go over there and ask directions to the 16th chapel.
Okay?
Like it's like we're well no like there was 14, 15, and 16.
Sistine.
Sistine. S-I-S-T-I-N-E. What are you saying now?
I was just looking up Michelangelo. I believe all these long names. Michelangelo di Lodovico Buonarroti Simoni.
Yeah.
So he's known.
No wonder
mostly.
He got shortened. who's going to call you that?
To answer your question,
yes,
Tim,
yes.
The creation of Adam.
There you go.
Okay. So the creation of Adam is a painting in the Sistine Chapel by Michelangelo, and it's the famous one that everybody, even if they don't know the name of it, would recognize with the hand of God reaching down to the hand of man.
Right.
Have I described it right?
Yes. Yeah, and like touching the finger. And I think that's meant to represent the creation of man and being given the image of God.
Yes, amen, amen. All right.
Anything else you want to know about
I'll just say this about the Cardinals.
I can tell you a little bit about what's going to be going on there if you want.
Boy, and they've got, are they called Cardinals because they wear the Cardinal red?
Egg or the chicken, I don't know which.
I'm serious about this. I love the Cardinal red attire.
Yeah. I don't know if they call it Cardinal red because of the
Or vice versa.
Okay. But they're all there, and so they are going to be sitting at desks, and from all, they took a vow of secrecy before they came in, And from
everybody knows they're there now, though.
And no, it's not a secret that they're there, but they can't talk about what happens once. What goes on inside the Sistine Chapel during the conclave?
Days inside the Sistine Chapel. And so this is the College of Cardinals.
It is. That's what they call them. And so they're meeting, and my understanding is what I heard today, at least on from some Catholic experts on Fox, was they're not going to be a big debate. There's no speeches going on. They basically sit there fairly quietly. They chat among each other, and then they pray, and they talk a little bit, and then eventually they're going to vote after they've had a sufficient time of prayer.
So there's nobody like standing up and saying, I think we should vote for this guy.
There's no politicking, not formally, not at least as a group. Now, as they eat together, they talk and, hey, do you know anything about this cardinal from Africa? Because I heard his name. Is he any good? You know, then that's how they kind of, and then, so when they vote, every time they vote, they have a chimney that comes out of the Sistine Chapel. I think they put it up just for this. And if they have not reached consensus on a new pope, they burn something in it that sends up black smoke.
Right.
And if they, when on the final time that they really do, and they find the pope, they put something up that's white, they'll burn something and all of a sudden white smoke will be coming out of them.
That means the Roman Catholic Church has a new pope.
That's right. Unless it's a gay pope and then it's pink smoke.
Oh, man.
I didn't say that out loud, did I?
You said that out loud.
Yeah, so, but it is. This has happened several times. It's always quite the dramatic thing because everybody's sitting on the outside. The only thing they're seeing is a chimney, and they're just waiting for it, and it could be days before, they come to an agreement on something. So,
Yeah. Well, so that is that's the process that is unfolding now in Rome in the Sistine Chapel. And whether it was you or Tim who said it, what happens in the Sistine Chapel stays in the Sistine Chapel. But that's technically that's that vow of secrecy. Is that like forever? They always keep it to themselves, or is it just in the process?
Yeah, I don't know that we'll ever. Yeah, like who came in second? I don't know that's something that they'll figure out. But by the time they choose the pope, the big secret is out, which is here's the pope.
Yeah,
right. And it's interesting. We talk about Michelangelo. Times Square has a new statue.
Times Square in New York City
has a new statue, and it's by sculptor Thomas J. Price. And he describes it as a fictionalized character constructed from images, observations, and open calls spanning between Los Angeles and London. Young woman depicted in Grounded in the Stars is a black woman, portly, I guess is the best way to say it. This is what they said. In her description, one recognizes the shared humanity, yet the contrapposto pose of her body, I guess that's an artistic term, and the ease of her stance is a subtle nod towards Michelangelo's David. And I challenge you, if you're looking it up, to find anything that looks like David here.
All right, show me the picture because I'm trying to look it up.
That
does not look at all like
David. It kind of doesn't. It can be kind of hard to figure out where they got that. But
well, listen, they can do and say whatever they want. But that doesn't look anything like the Statue of David. Anyway, so that's speaking of Michelangelo's David.
That's what they referenced. This is what they say about.
Because some people are saying this promotes Marxism.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how is that.
Well, okay, so they've torn down every statue that has any meaning historically, and now they put up a generic black woman, which checks the intersectional boxes. I don't know, maybe she's a generic gay black woman. She's a statue, so it wouldn't really matter. You could label it.
And she's not skinny like a model, so they would say this is a more realistic picture of a normal person.
That's what they say. It's called Grounded in the Stars, and it confronts the preconceived notions of identity and representation, according to the website.
Okay. I'm just going to be honest. Unless the creator of the statue said something that, he or she is dedicating this to Marxism, I'm not sure how a black woman represents promotes Marxism.
I think the and this is I haven't
I'm
seen
not getting it.
I have not seen that in the official description Marxism, but this is how they're getting to this. If you take down a statue of George Washington,
yeah,
and you put up a statue of a nondescript black woman, what you have done is you have cut the legs out from history, and you've redefined now what we're supposed to be reverencing. And that's kind of got a Marxist tinge to it. When you,
okay. I'm going to take, by the way, folks, Tim Wildman had to step out, so it's just Steve and I. I'm going to take the Tim position on this and say I'm not seeing it. I don't necessarily agree with it. And this is a story from Not the Bee, so this is not a joke that they're making. But I will say this: it doesn't look anything like Michelangelo's David.
No,
and that's the one that's, you know, people famously, it's the unclothed statue where he looks like he's looking off to the side.
It is a masterpiece.
Yeah,
is that no? It's that wasn't the one. What was the one that Michelangelo struck on the knee with a hammer to crack the knee, just so people would not believe it's real? No, it's not. It's a statue, not a real person.
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard that. There's also the, I guess, the Pietà. I think that's how you pronounce it.
That's a woman with a Mary child.
Mary holding the crucified
child. Herself. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, okay. So next story.
So much for our art history today.
Yes, you can tell we're not exactly experts, but
yeah. All right,
you can check out the statue of in New York. It's you can look up the image and you'll find it.
I want to have issue a little bit of a warning to parents. A couple warnings. This what we're talking about here is for parents. If you have little ones, it might not be the best time for them to be around. You might want to set them up in the TV and
parental advisory.
Yeah, just so there is a new online grooming thing going on. It's called the 764. Online network, and they're targeting children, and they go and they befriend and what they call grooming, which means they set them up to trust them, and then they coerce them into doing a lot of stuff. Now, you've heard of this before, where they can coerce them into sending sexual pictures of themselves. This is just the beginning of this particular evil group. They do have them escalate this into naked pictures and other violent pornography, but they also coerce them into doing violence. The more violent, the better. It's kind of a competition among the people who are behind this to see what you can get your kid to do. The more violent, the more...
Once they've been hooked. And convinced that if they don't do what they're told, they'll be exposed.
They push their victims in... Well, and they're brainwashed because They arrested a teenager in a town in Connecticut who was used by these people to recruit others, and she boasted about being part of this network. This is what ABC News writes. It says they push the victims to create pornographic images, harm family pets, cut themselves with sharp objects, or commit suicide.
Okay, now. The reason we're mentioning this story, folks, and I'm looking at justice.gov, and it says leaders of 764 arrested and charged for operating global child exploitation enterprise. Arrests mark significant takedown within violent online network. The reason we're covering this story, it's not for gratuitous reasons, is you have parents, you have got to monitor and be aware of what your child is doing online, and somehow make it clear to your child that if they are in some sort of trouble, that they can come to you as parents. Because what these demonic individuals do who are running online exploitation groups, allegedly like these leaders of 764, is they use secrecy and shame to trap young people so that they can be manipulated.
I'm going to send this picture you sent me to your parents or to everybody in the school. And all of a sudden, they'll do anything.
Some kids take their own lives because they can't bear the shame of it.
But in this case, that's one of the intended purposes is to get them that ashamed. How widespread is it? According to ABC News, the FBI has more than 250 investigations currently underway. Every single one of the 55 field offices of the FBI across the country are handling at least one 764-related case.
And that is in this country.
In this country.
And who knows where
it's a global,
So, you know, 10 years ago when people are talking about the conspiracy theories about global rings doing this and that, I thought, really, is that it sounds like a conspiracy theory. But more and more we are having uncovered the activities of people who are clearly being used by the devil to harm young people. It's not just young people, but we're talking about young people now. And they are a lot of these young people are under siege with, you know, access to pornography that they're not even looking for. It just pops up on social media. Folks, pray for your young people. Stay involved in their lives and stay vigilant.
I don't know if you talk about demonic. I don't know if have you talked about the Impact Series thing we're doing with this gentleman named Jamie Sanchez?
We've not mentioned.
Do we have enough time to do that? Just briefly. The broad strokes.
Let's make sure we cover this in a little more detail tomorrow.
We will. But basically, he owns a coffee shop in
Denver?
In the Denver area, and he's an outspoken Christian, has Christian beliefs on sexuality and everything, and has become a target, much like Jack Phillips was. But this one's coordinated. It's a coordination between Satanists and atheists.
Communists.
And communists, and they're literally putting out flyers that they've doxed this guy, and they say, bring the demonic presence to this guy's shop.
And the reason they use those words is because now American Family Studios produced what's called an Impact Series video on Jamie Sanchez. He started this coffee shop, folks, to take profits and use it in Jamie's ministry to help the homeless. This isn't a guy just with a simple coffee shop, all right? So he, in one of his interviews, he told American Family Studios that when we'd start preparations for the business day, I wouldn't even have to look out. This is what happened prior to what we're talking about now. I wouldn't even have to look outside. I could feel the evil, the demonic presence when these people showed up to protest us because we're Christian.
It's a real thing.
And so
we battle not against flesh and blood, but
these individuals, the Communist Party and Satanists, and the atheist local atheist group and the local LGBTQ group, they found out about the video, watched it, and hit on that statement about the demonic presence. And so we have now been sent a flyer that they have put out, and they braggingly say, let's get that demonic presence outside their store again and try to shut them down.
You can watch the video that we produced at stream.afa.net. If you're a Great Commission partner, you have access to it.
It's called the Jamie Sanchez story, I think.
In the Impact Series.
And we may talk about this more maybe tomorrow, get a little more detail on this. But folks, the spiritual war is real. Please pray for Jamie Sanchez and his family and his coworkers, because the devil is out headhunting today.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today's Issues Today. More great programming directly ahead. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.